Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Friday, everyone. Martina White will be here in a couple minutes on the Dom Show telling us what they're doing in Philadelphia and how you might be able to participate in that. But love to hear from you. Got a great side question today. Hit us with your all-time favorite judge. I kind of love that Voltaire Perkins. That was a great call. That's in the running. But some big ones really have been left off the board, huge ones. And, Dan, I think we got to put a 10-minute time limit in before we take a couple of them off. People just are not thinking of the most obvious, right?
There is one on the board that...
Oh, yeah.
It's been said on Twitter a couple times, but yes. It's the obvious go-to answer, I would think.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. All right, a couple of things. Saw this yesterday, even OCDC saying no Halloween for you. Yep, they're already projecting that to Halloween. Americans may not know, the AP says, if trick-or-treating will happen this year, but they're buying a lot of Halloween candy while they wait to find out. U.S. sales of Halloween candy were up 13% over last year in the month ending September 6th. That's a bigger jump than the usual single-digit increases.
People just sitting in their kitchen eating their own Halloween candy?
Maybe. Yeah. Sales of Halloween chocolate alone are up 25%. All right, so maybe Dan's right. That's what it is. We'll see why that's happening, but maybe I take it as a good sign. All right, is Martina ready to go?
All set.
All right, let's go to State Representative Martina White, who chairs and heads up the Philadelphia Republican Party, with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Martina, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dom. Appreciate you having me.
Well, tell us, I've seen some news reports, we haven't talked in a while, about an uptick in registration. So what's happening with Republicans in Philadelphia? What can you tell us?
Sure. There are a number of people who are switching their party. We have a few thousand people who were Democrats that are now Republicans, and I honestly don't blame them. Look at what's been happening in this city because of the progressive liberal policy agenda of our Democratic leadership.
Well, absolutely. Now, you know, everybody sets a goal. Do you have a goal in mind as far as in the presidential race coming up? What did Trump, how many votes did Trump get the last time? Do you have a ballpark of what he got in 2016 in Philadelphia?
Yeah, well, you know what? I can definitely tell you he almost won far northeast Philadelphia. He won one of the wards and lost the other ward by a couple hundred votes. So, we're planning on driving out the vote because of our local state rep candidates. We have John Nungesser down in John Taylor's old district in the River Wards. We have Lisa Goldman Riley running against Pam DeLisio. We have Aaron Bashir running against Kevin Boyle, Lou Mena down in South Philly, and Wanda Logan down in the 190th, where, of course, you know, the old Democrats that are there, you know, previously from Ronnie Green, who's there now, on the Democrat side, you know, they both were arrested for just disgraceful behavior while being an elected official. So, you know, it just goes to show you what the Democrat Party stands for these days and why we need to continue to advocate and get more people registered Republican and get more Democrats to realize that their party has left them.
What is it now, Montgomery County, we've zoned in on that. We haven't had a chance to talk with you. What is it, though, as far as protecting the vote, given at this point, now you're in Harrisburg, too, which is an advantage. At this point, due to the ruling of the Supreme Court, depending upon what happens with the lawsuit, there will be drop boxes, and people tell me many of them, and this is ballot harvesting and other shenanigans. So what is it you're trying to do in Philadelphia to make sure the vote will be correct?
So, yeah, Dom, the ballot boxes that have been – look, I mean, what happened was the legislature passed a law that allowed for mail-in voting, which was intended to allow for the United States Postal Service to receive these mail-in ballots just like you do your absentee ballots. But unfortunately, when there are gray areas in the law, our Democratic counterparts are taking full advantage of that. They are implementing, satellite locations and these mailboxes, which really aren't, necessarily secure. From my understanding, there's no oversight there, and can lead to ballot harvesting. And ballot harvesting is when people basically go and gather up a whole bunch of other people's voted ballots and submit them through the box. So. You're not allowed to do that. It is against the law. Ballot harvesting is against the law. You can't do that kind of thing. So what are we doing locally? We are working very hard to recruit people to watch over these sites, which haven't necessarily been announced where they're going to be specifically placed. But I've heard Mark Zuckerberg has donated like $200 million across the country to make sure that these ballot boxes get put in places where they know it'll be advantageous to the Democrat Party. And they're calling them Zucker boxes or something like that.
where would they be? In your judgment as a inside on the street politician, where would they be advantageous? Let me just say, and I'm just speculating, is it more advantageous to be in the streets in tough neighborhoods, or is it more advantageous if they're in some place in Philadelphia where Democrats run the office? Is that what the idea would be?
So, these boxes are not, they're not, I know that they're being placed out there by the commissioner's offices. I'm not aware of there being any third party organizations placing boxes out there to collect mail-in ballots, because that would definitely be ballot harvesting and illegal. However, the fact that people, the idea is that you want to make sure that the election has integrity, that it is secure in every aspect. When you leave an opening, when you enable ballot harvesting to take place anywhere, that can potentially put the election in jeopardy. And I think that is the major concern that a lot of the Republicans have in the collar counties, as well as here in Philadelphia. Who's going to be stuffing those mailboxes with votes? Our Republican Party has no intentions of doing that. We fully expect that our voters are going to be voting likely at the polls, and those who can't make it there are going to be voting by mail or absentee ballot, but likely using the Postal Service.
All right. Well, Martina, we'll give the phone number, because we have a lot of people that do want to volunteer. And that could be any number of things. Now, I am going to do it on my own. I'm not going to say which box I'm going to be looking at. I'm going to wait to see where they are. Do you have a sense, though, there's no limit then on how many of these drop boxes that could be placed in Philadelphia, right? There's no law or limit on that, or is there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And one of your colleagues, we had the majority leader on the other day, and he talked about rumors in Harrisburg, or more than rumors, I guess, of vans that would have drop boxes. Are you aware of that, that's out there?
So, I mean, look, there's a lot of rumors surrounding the election. What we're trying to do is just recruit as many people who are willing to oversee the election as possible. I encourage people to go on to phillyvotes.com and sign up, check the box to work election day. You'll probably wind up receiving a phone call, and we'll talk to you about working even before election day. But if you're willing to help out and make sure that we can maintain the integrity of this election, which is of utter importance. I mean, of utmost importance. This 2020 election is going to determine the future of the next generation of Americans. And if we're going to subject them to, you know, anarchy and a lack of law and order, I don't think that that's the direction we need to be going in. We need to have everybody going on to phillygop.com, select volunteer, and then check the box to work election day. And we'll be reaching out to you directly so that we can get you all signed up to help us out, to watch over these boxes,
Yeah. Yep. Is there a phone number for those? Because sometimes it blows past them, you know, digitally.
Oh,
is
sure.
There a phone, it's phone number that they can call.
Sure. Absolutely, Dom. No problem. It's 267. And I guess everybody, I imagine, you're probably going to be writing this down. So,
yes.
You know, just make sure you have a pen and paper on you right now. I'm going to read it off to you.
Sure.
Philly GOP, you can reach us at 267-406-0899. That's again, 267-406-0899.
Martina, do you have
any idea?
Oh, yeah, Martina, one more parting question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Do you have any sense, historically, I'm told, and you actually do this and know, maybe in Northeast Philadelphia it's pretty good, but in other parts, sometimes there's 30% or 40% where there's no minority, meaning Republican Party usually, poll watcher there that day at a polling station. Do you have any sense of how that's going? Do you have people lined up, or is it a volunteer necessary for that maybe?
Yes. So, Dom, we are currently working to cover every single polling station across this city. We have thousands of people who have already signed up. And we have been reaching out to them to get them all trained up for Election Day, and not only Election Day, but leading up to Election Day, to oversee, you know, any of the mail-in ballot process that may change, but then also after Election Day to watch over when the mail-in ballots are opened up. So, you know, definitely sign up on phillygop.com, or you can call us at the number I just gave you guys, and we'll get you all squared away.
Very good, Martina.
We appreciate the help.
Thank you, Martina. Let's talk before the election. Thanks for joining us today.
You got it. Thanks, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.